This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are underway on a Saturday Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart. But first, we want to get to a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued by the Weather Service. This includes east central Goodhue, southwestern Pepin, and southeastern Pierce County. It's in effect until 4 o'clock today. Just before the news, a severe thunderstorm located near Bay City or 7 miles east of Red Wing, moving east at 25 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, quarter-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles certainly expected. And with those winds, there could be damage to roof, siding, and trees. And this includes Red Wing, Pepin, Bay City, Stockholm, Frontenac, and other communities along the river in the Red Wing area and across the river into Wisconsin. And this severe weather alert has been brought to you by Honest Exteriors, and we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Once again, another line of storms starting to approach the Twin Cities area, and it's kind of been traveling right down I-94 and Highway 10 toward the metro area. Parts of the metro area still seeing shower and thunder shower activity. Nothing severe here in the heart of the Twin Cities area or in the 7-county metro area, but another line headed down, once again, 94 just south of the St. Cloud area, and we will continue to monitor that. All right, Doug, a lot going on tech-wise, and we want to put it out there. If you have a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, by all means, get a hold of us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, maybe the top story of all has to be that big AT&T data breach that came to light. This is huge.
It is. And when this many people are affected, it gets really strange. One thing I'm really glad about is I'm making a transition to proton.me, and every week they will automatically, free of charge, scan all of your usernames and passwords through the dark web and alert you what needs to be changed. And after the first go-around, I haven't had any. But some of these, Steve, they've actually got dates on them. And some of mine go back 30 years. Wow. So why are they storing this data forever for sites that we don't even log on to? And that's the problem with using the same passwords. We got to mix them up. We have no choice at this point.
Yeah, and this breach in particular has come to light. We have coverage of it at WCCRadio.com if you want to read more. But the latest is AT&T's data breach, which exposed nearly all of its cellular customers' call and message records. That's text message records. So this is certainly a big deal. So that is out there. Numbers are floating around. But here's the thing, and we have said this for years on this show. What you do online, what you do on your phone, what you do on social media, what you send via text, there is a record of that somewhere. And in some way, shape, or form, there's no way to guarantee 100% security. There are things you can do to protect yourself. But if you go into it with the idea that, hey, you know, in reality, in some way, shape, or form, this stuff is floating around in the public domain, you go into it, I think, with your eyes wide open, if you will.
Yeah.
That this is the idea that you're going to create 100% privacy and security, I think it's a pipe dream.
Yeah, it's not possible. And it hasn't been for quite a while. I've been experimenting with this now for 15 years or more. And it can't be done. It's beyond human intervention at this point because there's just too many things tied together. One of the big things, too, is if you sign up for a website, and, of course, they throw that little contract out there, you know, 600-700 pages, whatever it is, and you got 18 seconds to read it, and there's lines in there that really are disturbing, and I'm not a lawyer. But the line that disturbed me, one of the most disturbing, is the one that says, us and our partners. Well, who are your partners?
Right.
I don't think that should be a legal thing, just kind of slipping things in when you can't possibly take the time to figure out what they're doing. It's just out of line.
Yeah, and in this case, it wasn't AT&T servers. It was third-party cloud storage.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, so we don't know who they're using.
That's right.
We don't know what type of security they have in place. We don't know that it was even here in the States. Was it overseas? The point being is that you have to go into this with the idea that some of this personal information is going to be floating around out there. So then it is, how do you defend yourself? And that is, as you brought up, you use Proton, and I'm a big believer in monitoring credit and some of that stuff through the credit agency. One of them, I give a few bucks, so if there's any changes whatsoever, a big thing on the financial side, I can't stress this enough, is you can freeze those accounts, and you have a PIN, and you're the only one that can unlock those, and that I think is a very, and this happened years ago because I had a wallet stolen and had to learn how to protect that financial information. But as far as opening new credit accounts, I think that is a great step. Put a freeze on it, log on, find out more, do a little bit of research. And then if you need to buy a car or you need to have your credit pulled for some sort of reason, you're going to remodel the house and need to take out a loan, whatever the circumstance, then you can unlock it so your credit can be pulled, and then you can log it back up.
What a lot of people don't realize in the credit industry, too, is if you start checking your overall credit through the credit unions and whatnot and getting an actual report, they keep track of that, and that also will reduce your credit rating. It's a catch-22. You don't want to do it too often, but you want to be aware. The big thing is to have a relationship and enough knowledge about the financial institutions that you're working with that you do feel comfortable. And they all have these type of things set up, but they all have different criteria as to how you access it and what it will do and what it won't do. And I think it's really important that people become more aware. We just can't be so trusting anymore, and that's sad.
Yeah, and particularly with anything going online. Now, I do want to jump back to what you brought up, and you brought this up, especially on programs we've done this year on the program, and that is Proton. Tell us a little bit more. What does it cost? Where is it based? Who runs Proton? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a pretty dedicated team. They're in Switzerland, so we're living with Switzerland laws, which really I think are absolutely a great balance between privacy and still some semblance of an anonymity. And Proton, you can have a free email. You can get their password protector free. You can get their VPN free, and I think they'll even give you some storage and some things in the cloud free. Now, you're limited somewhat with what you can do with that, and if you decide after a while to step up to an account, I took the unlimited, and it was like $170 for 2 years, and then they sent me some kind of a credit, so they're going to reduce the price, so it's not expensive. When you compare that to Google Apps today, well, Workspace, excuse me, when you compare it to Google Workspace, it's actually considerably less money, and it's just rock solid stable. And what I like is the amount of spam that I get, you could poke in your eye and it wouldn't even itch. It's just a great company. They're dedicated and support. You send them an email, you will have an answer within 12 hours, and it's a good answer. These people know what they're doing. I can't say enough about their password manager. This thing will just chuck out passwords like crazy, and it's safe, and it's sound, and it's web-based. So you can log on to any computer, go to their website, pull it up, and within seconds of you logging off, it's all shut down. I mean, it's very, very safe. I can't say enough good things about Proton. I'm really impressed with it from one end to the other. And the people who started it stay on track. Security first, privacy, and keeping things tight. And they're doing it. It's getting done. And they're not the only ones that were doing this, but this would be my choice out of the pack of the what I would call the internet privacy leaders. They're just doing great work. And proton.me. And read through, sign up a free email account, just give it a test drive. I'm fairly certain you'll be as impressed as I was. It's just a beautiful program from start to finish.
All right, quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk on the way. And if you want to visit with Doug, it's easy to do with stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And if you text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, that's good, too. You'll visit with producer Josh Wheeler. Twins and Giants from San Francisco later today. We'll have the lineup card beginning at 5:30. Your first pitch at 6:15 tonight from the Bay Area here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. And what's great, you can find all our podcasts at WCCORadio.com. Just search WCCO Tech Talk, and you'll be able to find those. And it's a library. A lot of the content is evergreen, and we invite you to check those out and download and enjoy whenever. But sports schedules permitting, we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. All right, Doug, from our text line, this is a good one. How many devices can you have with the Proton VPN, and does it slow your internet speed? Is it noticeable?
You know, that's the thing that I was really impressed with. First of all, you can have up to 10 devices. But if you do configure it the way I did, put it in your router, it's endless. And as far as speed goes, I had 3 VPN services that I was actually paying for, because my router is set up to just automatically shift to the next one if one's having a problem. I put the free one in that came with my account, and I can have up to 10 devices, and I don't even think they're limiting that. But I'm not going to pay for the other 3 anymore. It's like I'm not even on a VPN. It just flies. No trouble, no nothing. Gets into Netflix, gets into Amazon. I put the quality right up with ExpressVPN, which really is the king of VPNs. And privacy, you got it right down the spot. I just think that that's the best VPN that you can use. And I think you can try it for free. They're dedicated. They want to make sure that everybody that needs a service can get it. But we got to work on the honor system. If you're using it every day like I am, you might want to step up and buy something from them anyway. If nothing else, a T-shirt or something. Yeah, it's a great VPN. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend that to anyone. That's my feeling.
Yeah, and it is a change. There's no doubt. If people who have been enjoying the program for a long time, you and I have talked about Google, and I'm really tied to Google because at my full-time job, that's what we use. So,
oh, sure.
You know, I'm kind of locked into that. But you're a big fan of Proton, and it's worth people taking a look at.
Yeah, well, and Google still has its place. Don't get me wrong here. I've got 2 domains that are still in Google Workspace. But for me, I don't know how they've been the last couple of weeks, but for a while there, it was just like changes 3-4 times a week, and it was just absorbing so much time trying to keep up with it all. And it just, I had to do something. So, and it's one thing if you're a company and you can assign people for specific tasks, like, well, you're the Google administrator. Well, that would be wonderful. And they're gearing more towards sizable businesses.
Sure.
You know, when it first started out, it was mom and pop shops, almost all of them. That's made a big change over the past 30 years. You know, it is what it is. The days of the free party, they're pretty much gone. But that's going to happen if we get rid of this background traffic, too, which I think should be our next target.
Tech Talk with Doug. And by the way, the number on our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug, this is really a good one. And when I read this during the break, I kind of went, yeah, it's safe to assume this is going to happen. The question is AI, artificial intelligence, assisting scammers in collecting our privacy and data? How many levels of security should we have with our online financial accounts? That gets more complicated, but I would assume, you know, AI going forward is going to be a game changer for the good and the bad.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, there's already people that are saying that there are security leaks in AI that people won't be aware of for the next 10 years. And that's kind of scary. And I think part of the problem with AI is once it's set up, and it's set up to dodge all of the cleaners, I think it's going to be a brand new battlefield. And be aware, just do your best. I wish I had the answers. I don't.
Yeah, and it is already very difficult in certain circumstances, particularly when you're on social media looking at videos, etc. What's real and what isn't?
Yeah.
And that in the coming, and this isn't just years down the road. This is happening already.
Oh, yes.
Deep fakes, videos, audio. There was a Scarlett Johansson issue where I guess a company and tried to get her to do some work, and she said, no, I don't think so. So what did they do? They went to AI and created a voice that sounded almost exactly like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, this is going to be, you know, used to be a picture was worth 1,000 words and a video was worth 10,000. Those days are gone. The quality of these things is absolutely mind-boggling. And so you're right. I think it's going to create some new issues, and I just hope that our lawmakers can keep up with them a little bit. It's going to get ugly. I think that we've opened up a Pandora's box, and there's no closing it. That's for certain.
Yeah, and Doug, I think with financial transactions, I think we can speak to online and what best practices are. I'll quickly lay out what I do and what I don't do. Number one, I don't use a debit card with a direct link to one of my bank accounts, savings or checking. I always use credit card, but it's also nice to have another layer of security, whether that be Apple Pay or PayPal. I think the more firewalls, to use that term, between you and your money and your bank account, the better. So I think, you know, any sort of online transaction, once again, PayPal, Apple Pay, there are other options. Yep. Your credit card offers certain projections or protections. I think that's an absolute must.
Oh, yeah, Google Wallet, and the biggies will watch over you better than anybody. But that's not to say that someday, well, AT&T is big.
So, sure. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, we got to keep it in perspective no matter what, but I agree. The big thing with debit cards, you just should never use one on the internet. Never. It's that simple. Use that for your gas station and picking up groceries and that kind of
thing.
Maybe. Buying food at the restaurant. But then, too, there are different laws set up for debit cards than there are for credit cards. The credit card company takes more responsibility and has more responsibility to dole out. And you just be cautious. Be cautious. When I'm on the internet and I'm purchasing something, if there's any way possible, I'm going to use PayPal. PayPal has served me well I think I must have been on the first couple of years they were open. I don't know how old my account is. I haven't had a problem. I've had three disputes. I won two and I lost one. but it comes out to the fact of, and the one I lost, by the way, had to do with language translation between a company in Germany. And it just wasn't worth fighting, so I took it. But that's pretty good for the number of transactions I've made on PayPal.
Yeah.
I think it's really important that people realize the importance of these particular functions. And Apple Pay is rock solid secure. And Google Pay is rock solid secure so far. Now, could change tomorrow as far as I know, but you got to trust somebody somewhere. And I think that this is a real good mix. And I really like Apple Pay, too. I've gotten accustomed with that since I got my iPhone. It's easy to use. You swipe and done and keeps excellent records. And if you've got a problem, they'll solve it for you in no time flat. I think they're probably a little bit more responsive than some of the other big money handlers. I really like Apple Pay. I really do.
Yeah, and just what I do, and like I say, this is just what I do. I rarely use my debit card. If I'm getting cash out of a bank ATM or doing a transaction, maybe on rare occasion I have a check to deposit. Other than that, I don't use it.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I just think there's not enough, and I knew the bank's doing the best they can, but there isn't enough between that and my money. That's why I like to at least use a credit card transaction, ideally PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay. You mentioned other options out there. Just the more layers and people kind of standing in the way or standing between you and the bad guys is a good thing. 3:31, quick break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather. And oh, by the way, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. It is the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And we will come back and go to the text line and take your calls following the weather here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in, and Doug joins us Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. And you can reach us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, as always. The number there, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And let's jump back to the text line. Doug, here was a thought on PayPal, and from Trish in Apple Valley, I keep getting invoices from PayPal. I don't even have a PayPal account. Never had an account with PayPal. I will say this, PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay, financial institutions, scammers love to imitate those and send out invoices and send out emails and send texts, etc., trying to rope people in. When money is involved, scammers are going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. That's obviously, that's not PayPal. They have a long reputation to protect, and they will go out of their way to do so. This is a prime example of phishing, phishing, or malware. And you're absolutely correct. And the best thing for people to do when they're getting a lot of those is just blacklist them in your email, report them as spam, and most email services will react. Now, if they get too many complaints about a domain name, and that's not PayPal, they won't have to worry about this at all, but they'll blacklist that domain name internet-wide. And that is really difficult to undo. But yeah, you are correct. These guys are professionals at creating, especially digital. They can cut and paste and copy and use logos and the same terminology, but you can spot it. And especially if you don't have a PayPal account, that's kind of a tell.
Yeah. And once again, rarely, if ever, will any of these companies call you and request your personal information.
Never happened.
Once again, be very leery. Another security thing, it's worth bringing up every time it does come up on the program. When you get emails, be very leery of any attachments. Make sure you know who it's coming from. Are you expecting it? When in doubt, don't click. Once again, when in doubt, don't click.
perfect advice. And you just had an ad on CCO here, and I think it might have been from ARP, to tell individuals to, you know, don't just click it. Type in the domain name, especially when you're going to your bank, especially if you're not on your computer. It really is important to pay attention to these things. But if you had an email like that that says, oh, this is PayPal, just hover your mouse over that link, and you'll see the domain name, the whole URL down the lower left-hand corner of most email programs, sometimes on the lower right, but that will display the entire thing. And if the last part of that isn't PayPal.com or a recognizable domain that's sending this to you, it's not real. I don't even click links in email anymore. I will do a copy and a paste into a Brave browser and let that search for it on its own. That way you get, and it won't affect your email or your system files.
Yeah, it's just when in doubt, check it out. We can't stress that enough, particularly indeed, attachments to emails. And another good one, just to remind folks, urgent calls to action. Oh. Take a step back. When it's like, you must call us. This could come in an email. It looks like it's coming from the IRS.
Yeah, or Social Security.
Yeah. You know, those are the urgent call to action. You must get a hold of us right now. Take your time.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that. And Social Security is going through a huge change now. You have to go and create an account at .gov or .login. Log in at, I can't remember, but one of those two. So even the Social Security is making changes to make certain that we're going through the right process and they're getting the right people. Once you get connected and you're connected with an SSL, a security link, that's should do it. It really should. So just use some caution. And you say, well, and beware too. Say you got a little down there, you're looking at your attachment that says .jpg. It's a picture. That's safe. That's not safe anymore either. They can actually bury code into a photograph or into a picture or into a JPEG. Just can't do it. Just can't do it.
Let's bring in Josh Wheeler, our producer. Josh, we talked about AI a couple of times and how this is going to be a big, big challenge going forward. You're familiar with the story. It involves Al Michaels, the sportscaster.
Yes, sir. Apparently, NBC is going to use an AI version of Al Michaels for the Olympics recaps on their streaming site, which... it's kind of scary
really?
To think about that. Yeah, and the weird part is Al Michaels is not dead. Usually this is, you know, usually with AI, it's, oh, let's use, you know, I think there was recently a use of Tupac in music, and it's like, you know what, you can't use, you know, Tupac
did,
or Prince.
I would assume
like
Al
that.
Michaels signed off on it because he did work for NBC on Sunday Night Football and had a long career with ABC called The Miracle on Ice, one of the great calls all time in sports history. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. He must have agreed to this.
Yeah, he was approached about it. He was kind of skeptical at first, but he was also kind of curious about it. And then he said he did see a demonstration detailing what they had in mind. So I'm kind of curious to see what this is like, but it's just,
wow.
I just don't understand the the aspect of you're still technically, he's contracted with them. So he's not, you know, he's still being paid by NBC. I guess I don't understand the point of using AI unless, you know, hey, I got a wedding that week. I can't really do do the job.
I got it all figured out. They said, hey, Al, we're going to use your name, image, and likeness. You're going to get paid, and you don't have to do anything. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's also a fair point, yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that's how it went down. All right, quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart and Josh Wheeler, our producer, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Great show today. Doug Swinhart and Josh Wheeler is our producer. We'll have all the news at 4. We'll have another update on the weather. Some big thunderstorms southeast of the Twin Cities, heading down the Mississippi River, first in the Red Wing area, down toward Wabasha, toward Winona. The real heavy stuff over the river into Wisconsin, so be aware of that if you're southeast of the Twin Cities along the river, some big thunderstorms, and there is that threat of showers and thunderstorms yet today and tonight. Sunday looks quiet and hot in these parts. All right, Doug, we've talked about AI and and the impact on it, and I think going forward, tools to help people understand AI in particular and what's real, what's not. And you found a program, malware.ai.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. It's they claim the world's first visual AI-based malware detection. And it's got all the AI thing. Well, was that malware? Does it look like malware? Does it look like phishing? And it actually separates mail, applications, and your browser. You get little plugins. And what's fascinating about this is it's free. And it's malware, malware.ai. Now, it's a German company, so make sure your translator's working good in your browser. I'm going to test this out in Windows to see just exactly if it does work. I'm actually going to send it some viruses and malware, see what it does. And I think that it's a great, great concept. I think we're going to see more of this. And companies are going to strive to produce and create zero-day protection. And somebody's going to achieve it. Watch and see. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Once again, we've been saying it for a long, long time. Things change at warp speed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Almost impossible to keep up on it. One other thing I wanted to get into real quickly. My daughter got a brand new laptop for work. She had a Windows machine, and because of the work she's doing right now to get on the same page as a team she works with out of state, they sent her a Mac and a nice machine. But the thought is a cover. And I know you got to be careful with covers when you put them on laptops or any electronic equipment, because you want to make sure that they're still getting plenty of air. So covers, good idea, protection, et cetera, but you also want to make sure the machine's able to breathe.
Yeah, it really kind of depends on the individual. Now, I've seen computers that were 10 years old that actually had a cover and a Mac to boot. And this thing was kind of like a strange red plastic, but you take that cover off and the thing is like out of the box brand new. They really do a good job if they're properly fitted for that particular machine. And that one didn't overheat. I mean, it's just gorgeous cover. I asked the party what they paid for it. I think they said $17. Well, you know, you can't go wrong. You spend $2,000 on a laptop or a notebook, which is easy to do today. Hey, take care of it. Now, the flip side to that, I know people who have had computers, never put anything on them, and they look pristine. It really is. It's the individual. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. But once again, with this hot weather, you want to protect that equipment. Don't leave it in the car. Don't let it sit in the sun. Certainly common sense. All right, Doug, we're out of time. We've got to run. Your phone number and email, how do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. Again, my number is 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Always good to visit with you. Tech Talk with Doug comes your way Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. And if you missed part of the show or want to hear what we talked about again, check out that podcast at WCCORadio.com or on the free Odyssey app. Just go WCCO Tech Talk to find that. We've got to run. We have the news, another update on the weather at 4 here on CCO.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
We are underway on a Saturday Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart. But first, we want to get to a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued by the Weather Service. This includes east central Goodhue, southwestern Pepin, and southeastern Pierce County. It's in effect until 4 o'clock today. Just before the news, a severe thunderstorm located near Bay City or 7 miles east of Red Wing, moving east at 25 miles an hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles certainly expected. And with those winds, there could be damage to roof, siding, and trees. And this includes Red Wing, Pepin, Bay City, Stockholm, Frontenac, and other communities along the river in the Red Wing area and across the river into Wisconsin. And this severe weather alert has been brought to you by Honest Exteriors, and we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Once again, another line of storms starting to approach the Twin Cities area, and it's kind of been traveling right down I-94 and Highway 10 toward the metro area. Parts of the metro area still seeing shower and thunder shower activity. Nothing severe here in the heart of the Twin Cities area or in the 7-county metro area, but another line headed down, once again, 94 just south of the St. Cloud area, and we will continue to monitor that. All right, Doug, a lot going on tech-wise, and we want to put it out there. If you have a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, by all means, get a hold of us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, maybe the top story of all has to be that big AT&T data breach that came to light. This is huge.
It is. And when this many people are affected, it gets really strange. You know, one thing I'm really glad about is I'm making a transition to proton.me, and every week they will automatically, free of charge, scan all of your usernames and passwords through the dark web and alert you what needs to be changed. And after the first go-round, I haven't had any. But some of these, Steve, they've actually got dates on them. And some of mine go back 30 years. Wow. So why are they storing this data forever for sites that we don't even log on to? And that's the problem with using the same passwords. We got to mix them up. We have no choice at this point.
Yeah, and this breach in particular has come to light. We have coverage of it at WCCRadio.com if you want to read more. But the latest is AT&T's data breach, which exposed nearly all of its cellular customers' call and message records. That's text message records. So this is certainly a big deal. So that is out there. Numbers are floating around. But here's the thing, and we have said this for years on this show. What you do online, what you do on your phone, what you do on social media, what you send via text, there is a record of that somewhere. And in some way, shape, or form, there's no way to guarantee 100% security. There aren't things you can do to protect yourself. But if you go into it with the idea that, hey, you know, in reality, in some way, shape, or form, this stuff is floating around in the public domain, you go into it, I think, with your eyes wide open, if you will.
Yeah.
That this is the idea that you're going to create 100% privacy and security, I think it's a pipe dream.
Yeah, it's not possible. And it hasn't been for quite a while. I've been experimenting with this now for 15 years or more. And it just, it can't be done. It's beyond human intervention at this point because there's just too many things tied together. One of the big things, too, is if you sign up for a website, and of course they throw that little contract out there, you know, 600-700 pages, whatever it is, and you got 18 seconds to read it, and there's lines in there that really are disturbing, and I'm not a lawyer. But the line that disturbed me, one of the most disturbing, is the one that says, us and our partners. Well, who are your partners?
Right.
I don't think that should be a legal thing, just kind of slipping things in when you can't possibly take the time to figure out what they're doing. It's just out of line.
Yeah, and in this case, it wasn't AT&T servers. It was third-party cloud storage.
Oh, so, indeed.
Yeah, so we don't know who they're using.
That's right.
We don't know what type of security they have in place. We don't know that it was even here in the States. Was it overseas? The point being is that you have to go into this with the idea that some of this personal information is going to be floating around out there. So then it is, how do you defend yourself? And that is, as you brought up, you use Proton, and I'm a big believer in monitoring credit and some of that stuff through the credit agency. One of them, I give a few bucks, so if there's any changes whatsoever, a big thing on the financial side, I can't stress this enough, is you can freeze those accounts, and you have a PIN, and you're the only one that can unlock those, and that I think is a very, and this happened years ago because I had a wallet stolen and had to learn how to protect that financial information. But as far as opening new credit accounts, I think that is a great step. Put a freeze on it, log on, find out more, do a little bit of research. And then if you need to buy a car or you need to have your credit pulled for some sort of reason, you're going to remodel the house and need to take out a loan, whatever the circumstance, then you can unlock it so your credit can be pulled, and then you can log it back up.
What a lot of people don't realize in the credit industry, too, is if you start checking your overall credit to the credit unions and whatnot and getting an actual report, they keep track of that, and that also will reduce your credit rating. It's a catch-22. You don't want to do it too often, but you want to be aware. The big thing is to have a relationship and enough knowledge about the financial institutions that you're working with that you do feel comfortable. And they all have these type of things set up, but they all have different criteria as to how you access it and what it will do and what it won't do. And I think it's really important that people become more aware that we just can't be so trusting anymore, and that's sad.
Yeah, and particularly with anything going online. Now, I do want to jump back to what you brought up, and you brought this up, especially on programs we've done this year on the program, and that is Proton. Tell us a little bit more. What does it cost? Where is it based? Who runs Proton? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, that's a pretty dedicated team. They're in Switzerland, so we're living with Switzerland laws, which really I think are absolutely a great balance between privacy and still some semblance of an anonymity. And Proton, you can have a free email. You can get their password protector free. You can get their VPN free, and I think they'll even give you some storage and some things in the cloud free. Now, you're limited somewhat with what you can do with that, and if you decide after a while to step up to an account, I took the unlimited, and it was like $170 for 2 years, and then they sent me some kind of a credit that they're going to reduce the price, so it's not expensive. When you compare that to Google Apps today, when you compare it to Google Workspace, it's actually considerably less money, and it's just rock solid stable. And what I like is the amount of spam that I get, you could poke in your eye and it wouldn't even itch. It's just a great company. They're dedicated. And support. You send them an email, you will have an answer within 12 hours. And it's a good answer. These people know what they're doing. I can't say enough about their password manager. This thing will just chuck out passwords like crazy, and it's safe, and it's sound, and it's web-based. So you can log on to any computer, go to their website, pull it up, and within seconds of you logging off, it's all shut down. I mean, it's very, very safe. I can't say enough good things about Proton. I'm really impressed with it from one end to the other. And the people who started it stay on track. Security first, privacy, and keeping things tight. And they're doing it. It's getting done. And they're not the only ones that were doing this, but this would be my choice out of the pack of the what I would call the internet privacy leaders. They're just doing great work. And proton.me. And read through, sign up a free email account, just give it a test drive. I'm fairly certain you'll be as impressed as I was. It's just a beautiful program from start to finish.
All right, quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk on the way. And if you want to visit with Doug, it's easy to do with stilesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And if you text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, that's good, too. You'll visit with producer Josh Wheeler. Twins and Giants from San Francisco later today. We'll have the lineup card beginning at 5:30, your first pitch at 6:15 tonight from the Bay Area here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. And what's great, you can find all our podcasts at WCCORadio.com. Just search WCCO Tech Talk, and you'll be able to find those. And it's a library. A lot of the content is evergreen, and we invite you to check those out and download and enjoy whenever. But sports schedules permitting, we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. All right, Doug, from our text line, this is a good one. How many devices can you have with the Proton VPN, and does it slow your internet speed? Is it noticeable?
You know, that's the thing that I was really impressed with. Is first of all, you can have up to 10 devices. But if you do configure it the way I did, put it in your router, it's endless. And as far as speed goes, I had 3 VPN services that I was actually paying for, because my router is set up to just automatically shift to the next one if one's having a problem. I put the free one in that came with my account, and I can have up to 10 devices, and I don't even think they're limiting that. But I'm not going to pay for the other 3 anymore. It's like I'm not even on a VPN. It just flies. No trouble, no nothing. Gets into Netflix, gets into Amazon. I put the quality right up with ExpressVPN, which really is the king of VPNs. And privacy, you got it right down the spot. I just think that that's the best VPN that you can use. And I think you can try it for free. They're dedicated. They want to make sure that everybody that needs a service can get it. But we got to work on the honor system. If you're using it every day like I am, you might want to step up and buy something from them anyway. If nothing else, a T-shirt or something. Yeah, it's a great VPN. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend that to anyone. That's my feeling.
Yeah, and it is a change. There's no doubt if people have been enjoying the program for a long time. You and I have talked about Google, and I'm really tied to Google because at my full-time job, that's what we use. So,
oh, sure.
You know, I kind of locked into that. But you're a big fan of Proton, and it's worth people taking a look at.
Yeah, well, and Google still has its place. Don't get me wrong here. I've got 2 domains that are still in Google Workspace. But for me, I don't know how they've been the last couple of weeks, but for a while there, it was just like changes 3-4 times a week, and it was just absorbing so much time trying to keep up with it all. And it just, I had to do something. So, and it's one thing if you're a company and you can assign people for specific tasks, like, well, you're the Google administrator. Well, that would be wonderful. And they're gearing more towards sizable businesses.
Sure.
You know, when it first started out, it was mom and pop shops, almost all of them. That's made a big change over the past 30 years. You know, it is what it is. The days of the free party, they're pretty much gone. But that's going to happen if we get rid of this background traffic too, which I think should be our next target.
Tech Talk with Doug, and by the way, the number on our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, this is really a good one, and when I read this during the break, I kind of went, yeah, it's safe to assume this is going to happen. The question is AI, artificial intelligence, assisting scammers in collecting our privacy and data? How many levels of security should we have with our online financial accounts? That gets more complicated, but I would assume, you know, AI going forward is going to be a game changer for the good and the bad.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, there's already people that are saying that there are security leaks in AI that people won't be aware of for the next 10 years. And that's kind of scary. And I think the problem, part of the problem with AI is once it's set up and it's set up to dodge all of the cleaners, I think it's going to be a brand new battlefield. And be aware, just do your best. I wish I had the answers. I don't.
Yeah, and it is already very difficult in certain circumstances, particularly when you're on social media looking at videos, etc. What's real and what isn't?
Yeah.
And that in the coming, and this isn't just years down the road. This is happening already.
Well, yes.
Deep fakes, videos, audio. There was a Scarlett Johansson issue where I guess a company and tried to get her to do some work, and she said, no, I don't think so. So what did they do? They went to AI and created a voice that sounded almost exactly like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, they retaliated.
And it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, this is going to be, you know, used to be a picture was worth 1,000 words and a video was worth 10,000. Those days are gone. The quality of these things is absolutely mind-boggling. And so you're right. I think it's going to create some new issues, and I just hope that our lawmakers can keep up with them a little bit. It's going to get ugly. I think that we've opened up a Pandora's box, and there's no closing it. That's for certain.
Yeah, and Doug, I think with financial transactions, I think we can speak to online and what best practices are. I'll quickly lay out what I do and what I don't do. Number one, I don't use a debit card with a direct link to one of my bank accounts, savings or checking. I always use credit card, but it's also nice to have another layer of security, whether that be Apple Pay or PayPal. I think the more firewalls, to use that term, between you and your money and your bank account, the better. So I think, you know, any sort of online transaction, once again, PayPal, Apple Pay, there are other options. Your credit card offers certain projections or protections. I think that's an absolute must.
Oh, yeah, Google Wallet, and the biggies will watch over you better than anybody. But that's not to say that someday, well, AT&T is big.
So, sure. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, we got to keep it in perspective no matter what, but I agree. The big thing with debit cards, you just should never use one on the internet. Never. It's that simple. Use that for your gas station and picking up groceries and that kind of
thing.
Maybe. Buying food at the restaurant. But then, too, there are different laws set up for debit cards than there are for credit cards. The credit card company takes more responsibility and has more responsibility to dole out. And you just be cautious. Be cautious. When I'm on the internet and I'm purchasing something, if there's any way possible, I'm going to use PayPal. PayPal has served me well I think I must have been on the first couple of years they were open. I don't know how old my account is. I haven't had a problem. I've had 3 disputes. I won 2 and I lost 1. But it comes out to the fact of, and the one I lost, by the way, had to do with language translation between a company in Germany. And it just wasn't worth fighting, so I took it. But that's pretty good for the number of transactions I've made on PayPal.
Yeah,
I think it's really important that people realize the importance of these particular functions. And Apple Pay is rock solid secure. And Google Pay is rock solid secure so far. Now, could change tomorrow as far as I know, but you got to trust somebody somewhere. And I think that this is a real good mix. And I really like Apple Pay, too. I've gotten accustomed with that since I got my iPhone. It's easy to use. You swipe and done and keeps excellent records. And if you've got a problem, they'll solve it for you in no time flat. I think they're probably a little bit more responsive than some of the other big money handlers. I really like Apple Pay. I really do.
Yeah, and just what I do, and like I say, this just what I do. I rarely use my debit card. If I'm getting cash out of a bank ATM or doing a transaction, maybe on rare occasion I have a check to deposit. Other than that, I don't use it.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I just think there's not enough, and I knew the bank's doing the best they can, but there isn't enough between that and my money. That's why I like to at least use a credit card transaction, ideally PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay. You mentioned other options out there. Just the more layers and people kind of standing in the way, or standing between you and the bad guys is a good thing. 3:31, quick break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather. And, oh, by the way, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. It is the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And we will come back and go to the text line and take your calls following the weather here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in, and Doug joins us Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. You can reach us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, as always. The number there, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And let's jump back to the text line. Doug, here was a thought on PayPal, and from Trish in Apple Valley, I keep getting invoices from PayPal. I don't even have a PayPal account. Never had an account with PayPal. I will say this, PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay, financial institutions, scammers love to imitate those and send out invoices and send out emails and send texts, etc., trying to rope people in. When money is involved, scammers are going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. That's obviously, that's not PayPal. They have a long reputation to protect, and they will go out of their way to do so. This is a prime example of phishing, phishing, or malware. And you're absolutely correct. And the best thing for people to do when they're getting a lot of those is just blacklist them in your email, report them as spam, and most email services will react. Now, if they get too many complaints about a domain name, and that's not PayPal, they won't have to worry about this at all, but they'll blacklist that domain name internet-wide. And that is really difficult to undo. But yeah, you are correct. These guys are professionals at creating, especially digital. They can cut and paste and copy and use logos and the same terminology, but you can spot it. And especially if you don't have a PayPal account, that's kind of a tell.
Yeah. And once again, rarely, if ever, will any of these companies call you and request your personal information.
Never happened.
Once again, be very leery. Another security thing, it's worth bringing up every time it does come up on the program. When you get emails, be very leery of any attachments. Make sure you know who it's coming from. Are you expecting it? When in doubt, don't click. Once again, when in doubt, don't click.
Perfect advice. And you just had an ad on CCO here, and I think it might have been from ARP. Tell individuals to, you know, don't just click it. Type in the domain name, especially when you're going to your bank, especially if you're not on your computer. It really is important to pay attention to these things. But if you had an email like that says, oh, this is PayPal, just hover your mouse over that link, and you'll see the domain name, the whole URL down the lower left-hand corner of most email programs, sometimes on the lower right. but that will display the entire thing. And if the last part of that isn't PayPal.com or a recognizable domain that's sending this to you, it's not real. I don't even click links in email anymore. I will do a copy and a paste into a Brave browser and let that search for it on its own. That way you get, and it won't affect your email or your system files.
Yeah, it's just when in doubt, check it out. We can't stress that enough, particularly indeed, attachments to emails. And another good one, just to remind folks, urgent calls to action. Oh. Take a step back. When it's like, you must call us. This could come in an email. It looks like it's coming from the IRS.
Yeah, or Social Security.
You know, those are the urgent call to action. You must get a hold of us right now. Take your time.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that. And Social Security is going through a huge change now. You have to go and create an account at .gov or .login. Log in at, I can't remember, but one of those two. So even the Social Security is making changes to make certain that we're going through the right process and they're getting the right people. Once you get connected and you're connected with an SSL, a security link, that should do it. It really should. So just use some caution. And you say, well, and beware too. Say you got a little down there, you're looking at your attachment that says .jpg. It's a picture. That's safe. That's not safe anymore either. They can actually bury code into a photograph or into a picture or into a JPEG. Just can't do it. Just can't do it.
Let's bring in Josh Wheeler, our producer. Josh, we talked about AI a couple of times and how this is going to be a big, big challenge going forward. You're familiar with the story. It involves Al Michaels, the sportscaster.
Yes, sir. Apparently, the NBC is going to use an AI version of Al Michaels for the Olympics recaps on their streaming site, which it's kind of scary to think about that. Yeah, and the weird part is Al Michaels is not dead. Usually this is, you know, usually with AI, it's, oh, let's use, you know, I think there was recently a use of Tupac in music, and it's like, you know what, you can't. You can't use, you know, Tupac or Prince.
I would assume
like
Al
that.
Michaels signed off on it because he did work for NBC on Sunday Night Football and had a long career with ABC called The Miracle on Ice, one of the great calls all time in sports history. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. He must have agreed to this.
Yeah, he was approached about it. He was kind of skeptical at first, but he was also kind of curious about it. And then he said he did see a demonstration detailing what they had in mind. So I'm kind of curious to see what this is like. But it's just,
wow.
I just don't understand the the aspect of you're still technically he's contracted with them. So he's not, you know, he's still being paid by NBC. I guess I don't understand the point of using AI unless, you know, hey, I got a wedding that week. I can't really do the job.
I got it all figured out. They said, hey, Al, we're going to use your name, image, and likeness. You're going to get paid, and you don't have to do anything. And he's like, yeah
that's also
good.
A fair point, yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that's how it went down. All right, quick break. We'll come back. More Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart and Josh Wheeler, our producer, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Great show today. Doug Swinhart and Josh Wheeler is our producer. We'll have all the news at 4. We'll have another update on the weather. Some big thunderstorms southeast of the Twin Cities, heading down the Mississippi River, first in the Red Wing area, down toward Wabasha, toward Winona. The real heavy stuff over the river into Wisconsin, so be aware of that if you're southeast of the Twin Cities along the river. Some big thunderstorms, and there is that threat. Showers and thunderstorms yet today and tonight. Sunday looks quiet and hot in these parts. All right, Doug, we've talked about AI and and the impact on it, and I think going forward, tools to help people understand AI in particular and what's real, what's not. And you found a program, malware.ai.
Yeah, And it's fascinating. It's they claim the world's first visual AI-based malware detection. And it's got all the AI thing. Well, was that malware? Does it look like malware? Does it look like phishing? And it actually separates mail, applications, and your browser. You get little plugins. And what's fascinating about this is it's free. And it's malware, malware.ai. Now, it's a German company, so make sure your translator's working good in your browser. I'm going to test this out in Windows to see just exactly if it does work. I mean, I'm actually going to send it some viruses and malware, see what it does. And I think that it's a great, great concept. I think we're going to see more of this. And companies are going to strive to produce and create zero-day protection. And somebody's going to achieve it. Watch and see. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Once again, we've been saying it for a long, long time. Things change at warp speed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Almost impossible to keep up on it. One other thing I wanted to get into real quickly. My daughter got a brand new laptop for work. She had a Windows machine, and because of the work she's doing right now to get on the same page as the team she works with out of state, they sent her a Mac and a nice machine. But the thought is a cover. And I know you got to be careful with covers when you put them on laptops or any electronic equipment, because you want to make sure that they're still getting plenty of air. So, covers, good idea, protection, etc. But you also want to make sure the machine's able to breathe.
Yeah, it really kind of depends on the individual. Now, I've seen computers that were 10 years old that actually had a cover and a Mac to boot. And this thing was kind of like a strange red plastic, but you take that cover off and the thing is like out of the box, brand new. They really do a good job if they're properly fitted for that particular machine. And that one didn't overheat. I mean, it was just a gorgeous cover. I asked the party what they paid for it. I think they said $17. Well, you know, you can't go wrong. You spend $2,000 on a laptop or a notebook, which is easy to do today. Hey, take care of it. Now, the flip side to that, I know people who have had computers, never put anything on them, and they look pristine. It really is. It's the individual. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. But once again, with this hot weather, you want to protect that equipment. Don't leave it in the car. Don't let it sit in the sun. Certainly common sense. All right, Doug, we're out of time. We've got to run. Your phone number and email, how do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at WCZOTech.com. WCZOTech.com. Again, my number is 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Always good to visit with you. Tech Talk with Doug comes your way Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And if you missed part of the show or want to hear what we talked about again, check out that podcast at WCCORadio.com or on the free Odyssey app. Just go WCCO Tech Talk to find that. We've got to run. We have the news, another update on the weather at 4 here on CCO.